Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues and jazz and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to play three songs. Well, actually, we'll play more than three songs, but they'll all have to do with the number three. We'll have some threes, some thirds, and even a segment with a trio of trios. That's because we're celebrating our third anniversary on the air here at KISL-FM. It all started July 23rd, 2000, and we're still here and going strong. And what better way to start off this third anniversary show than with Fats Waller and Smashing Thirds?
Thank you. that wonderful phrase. To hear those three little words, that's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean I love you.
Wilson singing about a well-known theory where lovers are concerned, three's a crowd. As clover, happiness for two you found, and I'm the one left over. We can still be friends, you say, yet I wouldn't care to stay. I would just be in the way, for three's a crowd.
From a 1932 radio transcription, Anson Weeks and his orchestra with the vocal by Art Wilson and Three's a Crowd, written by Harry Warren, Al Dubin, and Irving Kale. Before Three's a Crowd, we heard the Duke Ellington Band, credited on that Parlophone 78 as Frank Brown and his Tudors, with the vocal by Irving Mills and Three Little Words, music by Harry Ruby and words by Bert Kalmar. The four other sides issued from that October 30th, 1930 session were issued on OK as the Harlem Footwarmers. That's the first of three versions of Three Little Words that we'll be playing on this evening's show. We began the show with Thomas Fats Waller and a piano solo of his composition, Smashing Thirds, recorded September 24th, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to a special third anniversary edition of Rapidly Rotating Records, vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. The second segment of the show doesn't have any songs with three in the title, but all of them are performed by a group of three performers. Here's a trio of rapidly rotating records by trios, beginning with the Irving Stevens Trio.
Thank you.
A trio of trios on this third anniversary show. We began with the Ernest Stevens Trio from an Edison Diamond disc, and If I Had My Way, Pretty Baby, written by Jim Gallagher and Dud Meekum, and recorded July 26, 1922. Ernest Stevens was Thomas Edison's private pianist, and in addition to the Ernest Stevens Trio, there are a number of Edison records credited to the Ernest Stevens Dance Orchestra. Then, from September of 1917, it was the U.B. Blake Trio and Jazzing Around, written by Earl Fuller. The second pianist and percussionist in the U.B. Blake Trio are unidentified. After that, we heard After That, performed by Fulker's Dance Trio. After That was recorded by Otto Heinemann's General Phonograph Corporation while on a recording field trip in Atlanta, Georgia. Charles Fulker was a multi-instrumentalist and played trombone, clarinet, and violin on that record, but the pianist and banjo player are unidentified.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
If you have a request for a particular song or artist that you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or have a comment about the show, you can send them by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You can also visit the website at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email. This is a special third anniversary edition of the show, so here's a set of three songs, beginning with tonight's second version of Three Little Words.
Thank you.
Three more three songs to commemorate our third anniversary here on KISL. We begin with tonight's second version of Three Little Words, this time by Lou Gold and his orchestra with the vocal by Irving Kaufman from 1930. Then it was Willard Robeson and his orchestra as the Chicago Loopers with Bix, Trumbauer, Signorelli, Lang, and Burton, and take one of Three Blind Mice, written by Chauncey Morehouse and Frank Trumbauer, and recorded October 20th, 1927. And we just heard Three Moods, a trombone solo by Tommy Dorsey, accompanied by the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, and recorded August 6th, 1932. I'm Glenn Robeson, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Continuing tonight's three theme, here's Al Boley and Three Wishes. Thank you.
fairest friend a riddle since we're three. Three on a match upsets our sweet harmony. Someone's playing second fiddle, maybe me. I seem to find a brand of vim and vigor in her goodnight kiss. I'm not blind, and so I figure new lips taught her this. Three on a match, who can this third party be? I am superstitious of a match for three.
Three on a Match, Russ Carlson and his orchestra with the vocal by Harold Van Emberg, July 15, 1932. Three on a Match is from the Robert Montgomery Marion Davies picture, Blondie of the Follies, and was also recorded by Paul Whiteman, Freddie Martin, Will Osborne, and Anson Weeks. It was written by Ted Fiorito with lyrics by Raymond Egan. Three on a Match was preceded by Walter Barnes and his Royal Creolians and Third Rail, written by Vern DeMars and recorded February 27, 1929. Walter Barnes was born July 8, 1905. He studied clarinet with Franz Schepp of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, toured with Jelly Roll Morton, and formed his own band in 1926. The band was resident at Al Capone's Cotton Club in Cicero, Illinois, outside of Chicago, and made their only records for Brunswick in 1929. The band was touring the South when Barnes, eight members of his band, and 193 other people died in a fire in the Rhythm Club in Natchez, Mississippi. And we began that set with Al Boley and the Ray Noble Orchestra and Three Wishes, written by George Posford and featured in the 1933 British film The Good Companions, starring Jesse Matthews.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
Here's the third of three versions of Three Little Words on tonight's show, this one from Sam Lennon's Dance Orchestra with Paul Small.
That's all I'd live for the rest of my day. And what I feel in my heart, they tell sincerely. No other words can tell it half so clearly. Three little words, eight little letters, which simply mean, I love you.
No dog, I ain't gonna let you dog me round. I ain't no dog, I ain't gonna let you dog me round. And before I stand your low down dog, babe, I leave you in this. My mama told me, and my papa told me. My mama told me, and my papa told me too. She said some brown-skinned woman is going to be the death of you. Get over this, baby, but it's you been doing me. I may get over this, baby, but it's you been doing me, me. Cause I've had trouble and worry ever since my name's been 315.
Thank you.
Isham Jones and his orchestra, May 6, 1926, and 3:30 Blues. A quarter hour before that, it was 3:15 Blues. 3:15 and his Squares, with the vocal by Dave Blunston, recorded in Hot Springs, Arkansas, on March 3, 1937. And we began with Sam Lannon's Dance Orchestra, with the vocal by Paul Small, from Hit of the Week number 1112, released in October of 1930. That transfer and restoration is courtesy of Don Ward. And we have time for a couple more. Here's Gene Cardos.
What do we care? They're no happier there than we are, with only the moon and the stars. Taxis and noise in the street, the whistling of boats all night through. Still we never fuss, it's heaven to us, our penthouse on Third Avenue.
Billy Cotton and his orchestra, with Teddy Foster doing the vocal and trumpet solo, and The Third Tiger, recorded July 11, 1934. Teddy Foster was one of Britain's best hot trumpet players of the 30s. And before that, it was our penthouse on 3rd Avenue, Gene Cardos and his orchestra, with B. Wayne performing the vocal on May 13, 1937. Our penthouse on 3rd Avenue is from the 1937 RKO musical New Faces of 1937. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.